Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves at the top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, that's 20a, and we'll be starting basically at the end of the third line from the top. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. The truth is we stopped in kind of an awkward place last time, so let me go back and rewind just a little bit to remind us what we're talking about. In general, we're talking about the concept that one's personal mourning, that is Shiva and Shloshim, are interrupted by the Chagim. The question is exactly what the rules are related to that. So in this particular case, Abaye asked a question from Rabba. And the question he asked him is it possible for the Shloshim, the 30-day count of mourning, to be counted over a festival? And in particular, he asks if a person passes away and is buried on a festival, like during Chol HaMoed, does the 30-day count from the time that they're buried begin even on the festival or not? And Rabbah answered that it does not, that you cannot begin the 30-day count on a Moed. And Abaye is questioning him about that. So if we'll go back actually to the very end of Daf Yotet Amud Bet, three lines from the bottom, because he quotes him a long Braita, and we only did part of it in our previous recording, and we really need to have the whole thing. So in the Braita, it brings two cases. So three lines up on Yud from the bottom on Yotet Amud Bet. It says, Eitve, he asked him, Hakover et meto shnei yamim kodem haragel. If a person buried his dead relative 2 days before the festival, so he sat 2 days of Shiva. Mone chamisha yamim achar haregel. He counts 5 days after the festival. In other words, the holiday itself interrupts his Shiva, but it doesn't cancel his Shiva. We don't paskin this way, but this is his theory. So then, since he counted 2 days before the festival, he waits until after the festival, and then he counts the last 5 days afterwards. However, he adds in a caveat, umalachto na'asit al yidei acherim, but his work can be done by others during these five additional days of Shiva. Va'avadav v'shivchotav, and his servants and maidservants, osim b'tzina b'toch beito, they can do his work privately inside of his house. Ve'ein rabim mitaskim bo, and the public does not come to pay Shiva calls. So even though he continues to sit Shiva for 5 days after the festival, those 5 days of Shiva are a little bit reduced from a normal time of Shiva. Certain things are permitted as far as his work, and Shiva calls are not made. And then we on the top of Chaf Amud Aleph, shekvar nitasku bo baregel, because everyone who wanted to come visit him to comfort him was able to do it during the festival, even though that technically wasn't one of the days of Shiva, people came to visit him to console him anyway. Klolo shel davar, the general principle of the matter is, kol shehu mishum avel, anything that is related to the avel himself, regel mafsiko, the holiday interrupts it. In other words, the avel is not allowed to observe Shiva during the festival. The chol shehu mishum iskei rabim, but anything related to the public, ein regel mafsiko, then the holiday does not interrupt it. In other words, according to this view, the individual mourner does not act like a mourner on Yontif and on Chag in general, but people can still go to visit the mourner and console them, because that's not on the mourner, that's on them. That's case number one. In that case, the person died before Yontif. Here's case number two. This is in some ways, this is the more important case, or this is the case where the question is. Kavro shlosha yamim besofa regel. What if the person was buried not before the festival, but was buried 3 days before the end of the regel? Monesh shiva achar haregel. In that case, you count the 7 days of Shiva after the regel. Even though the person was buried during the regel, the Shiva does not begin. You don't count until after the regel. Arba'a yamim harishonim, the first 4 days of Shiva, rabim mitaskim bo, people come to pay Shiva calls. Shlosha yamim achronim, the last 3 days, ein rabim mitaskim bo, they don't come to pay him Shiva calls. Shekvar nitasku baregel, because they already visited him on the regel. So even though the Shiva didn't start until afterwards, since there were 3 days of the festival when people could come visit him, the Shiva calls go on a different clock than the Shiva. So they were able to pay shiva calls for 3 days of the festival, so therefore the shiva calls only continue for 4 days after the festival, but the shiva itself goes 7 days after the festival. Okay, so far so good. However, now he adds in the last line, and we are 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down at the end of the line. V'regel, and the holiday, olelo, it counts for him. And as Rashi explains here, it means leminyan shloshim. So in this case, what it sounds like the Braisa is saying is that even though Shiva doesn't start until after the holiday, and you don't count the 7 days of Shiva until after the Regel, the clock for the Shloshim, the 30 days, begins even on the Regel. So you would start to count 30 days from 3 days before the Regel, the last 3 days of Yontif, would count as days of Shloshim. That's what it seems to say. Now if that's the case, then the question that Abaye is asking Rabbah seems to indicate that when a person is buried on the festival, that it does count for the Shloshim. And Rabbah said it doesn't count. So Abaye is questioning Rabbah on his answer. So Rabbah answers, my lav asefa, is it not on the end of the Braita? Meaning, you're asking the question from the very end of the Braita, meaning when it says the regel olelo, that the regel counts for his 30 days of Shloshim, you think it's referring to the case where the person is buried on Yontif. Lo, but that's not true. It's not. Aresha, it's on the first case. In other words, when it says at the end of our Braita here, Veregel Olelo, that the Regel counts for him, it's referring back to the original case where the person was buried 2 days before Yontif. And since the Shiva already started, they observed 2 days of Shiva before the holiday, so the Regel does not interrupt the Shloshim. So in that case, we said you observe 2 days of Shiva before the holiday and 5 days afterwards. So what about the Regel itself? So you're not counting the days of Shiva during the Regel, but you are still counting the days of Shloshim. As we mentioned before, you can continue to count the days of Shloshim. And that means that in ordinary situations, the first 7 days of the 30 days are Shiva. However, in these unusual circumstances, it's not always the first 7 days. Sometimes it is some mixture of the days, and the Shloshim clock continues to count, even though the Shiva count is temporarily paused. So Rabbah pushes away Abaye's objection and says that in a case where Purim was buried on the festival, the Shloshim count doesn't count. It's only if the Shiva count started already that the Shloshim count can start. So it sounds like Rabbah's opinion is that Shloshim can only start once Shiva has started. However, Abaye believes that Shloshim can start even if Shiva hasn't started. And Abaye is going to ask another question in which he will refute Rabbah's idea. Eitve. So he asked him again, quoting from another source, Regel Olelo Leminyan Shloshim Ketzad. How can a holiday count for the count of 30 days? Ketzad, how? Kavro B'Tchilat HaRegel, if he was buried at the beginning of the festival, so that would, let's say, the first day of Chol HaMoed, Monesh Shiva Achar HaRegel, you count the Shiva after the festival, meaning the whole festival doesn't count as Shiva, but you start the Shiva after the festival, which is what we saw in the previous case. Umelachto, however, during those days of Shiva after the festival, Melachto, his work, Nasit Al Yedei Acherim, can be done by others, V'Avadav V'Shivchotav Osim Betzina, and his servants and his maidservants can do his work in private, Betoch Beto, inside of his house, as we saw in our first case at the end of Yotet Amud Bet. The Ein Rabim Mitaskimbo, and people do not have to come make Shiva calls. Shekvar Nitasku Bo Baregel, because they already made all their Shiva calls during the festival. The Regel Olelo, and here it says, and the festival counts for him. In other words, counts for his Shloshim. In this case, he was buried at the beginning of the festival, and it's clear there's only one case. So here it seems like this particular source is specifying that even if the Shiva hasn't started, the Shloshim clock can start. And the Gemara says, Tiyufta, yes, in fact, that is a refutation of Rabbah's opinion. This is a clear support for Abaye's position that the Shloshim count can start even if the Shiva count has not yet started. Okay, ki ata Ravin, when Ravin came, and Ravin used to travel between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael to bring teachings from one to the other. So he came from Bavel to Israel. From Israel to Bavel. So he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu kavro beregel. Rabbi Yochanan also said, even if he is buried on the festival, the Shloshim count can start. V'chein orele Rebbe Lazar le Rabbi Pidat. Pidat Berei. So Rabbi Lazar told Rabbi Pidat his son, Afilu Kavro Beregel, even if he is buried on the festival, the Shloshim count begins. Okay, now we come to, this entire time we have been working under the assumption that a festival does not cancel the Shiva unless you sit 3 days of Shiva first. Only if you sit 3 days of Shiva will the festival cancel it. Otherwise, as we saw in our previous case, if you only sat 2 days of Shiva, the festival defers the Shiva, but it doesn't cancel it. Now we come to the opposing opinion, which is how we paskin, which goes as follows. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, Kayem Kfiat HaMita, if he fulfilled the mitzvah of Kfiat HaMita, turning over his bed, which we actually don't even do anymore, but it was you flip your bed over and sleep on the floor. Shlosha Yamim Kodem HaRegel, 3 days before the festival. Eino Tzarich L'Kafuta Achar HaRegel, you do not need to flip the bed over after the regel. In other words, Kfiat HaMita is just one example of an observance of Shiva, but it basically means if you began to observe Shiva 3 days before the festival, then this festival cancels it, which is, as we have seen, that's what it said seemed to say in our mission as well. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, those are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, but the sages say, afilu yom echad, even if you only sat 1 day of Shiva before the festival, the afilu sha'a achad, and even if you only sat 1 hour before the festival, and this is how we paskin, that even if the funeral is done on Erev Chag, and you only have the opportunity to sit Shiva for an hour or two, and then you have to go get up and go get ready for Yontif, then your Shiva is only 1 hour or a short period of time as well. And that is the opinion of the sages here. Amar Abelazar Barab Shimon, we'll see that this is how it's derived here. Amar Abelazar Barab Shimon, Abelazar the son of Shimon said, Hein divrei Beit Shammai, Hein divrei Beit Hillel. Hein in this case means yes, but it's like, yes, this exact same machloket is a machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. She Beit Shammai omrim shloshi yamim. Beit Shammai says you have to observe 3 days of Shiva before the festival can interrupt it. Beit Hillel omrim afilo yom echad. And Beit Hillel says even 1 day. And not surprisingly, we paskin like Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel, interestingly, does not say sha'a achat there, but perhaps it is implied, as we'll see a little later, if you say mitzat hayom kukulo, that part of the day counts as the whole day, then yom echad and sha'a achad are exactly the same, because even 1 hour of the day counts as that day. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna said in the name of Chiya Bar Abba, who said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, va'amrila, and some people say it in a slightly different derivation. They say, Amar lehu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to them, l'Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba or Rav Huna, afilu yom echad, afilu shachad, even 1 day, even 1 hour. Rava Amar, okay, Rava says, halacha katana didan. Rava says, no, the halacha is like our Tana, that is like our Mishnah, the Amar Shlosha, that says it has to be 3 days. However, Ravina, who was a Amora of the last generation, the sixth generation Amora, Ikla Lasura de Prat, he went to Sura on the river Euphrates, Amarle, Rav Chaviva le Ravina, and when Ravina was there, Rav Chaviva asked Ravina, Hilchatamai, what is the halacha in this regard? Amarle, and he said to him, Afilu yom echad, afilu sha'achat. So the final halacha at the end of the Amoraic period follows this opinion that even a tiny bit of Shiva is canceled by the festival, and halacha lemaisa, that's how we paskin as well. We will stop there and continue in our next recording.